This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I was nice. Oh, take your time. The second group, I was pretty nice. The third group, I'll be a little more violent. And the fourth group, I'll say, get the hell out of here.
Rough up. He should have been roughed up. Because it was absolutely disgusting what he was doing.
If you see somebody getting ready to throw a tomato, knock the crap out of them, would you? Seriously. Okay? Just knock the hell. I promise you, I will pay for the legal fees, I promise.
Do you know what they used to do to guys like that when they were in a place like this? They'd be carried out on a stretcher, folks. Guards are very gentle with him. He's walking out like big high fives, smiling, laughing. Like to punch him in the face, I'll tell you.
In the good old days, they'd rip him out of that seat so fast. Yeah, get him out. Try not to hurt him. If you do, I'll defend you in court. Don't worry about it.
Well, they've been alive.
Do you believe that you've done anything to create a tone where this kind of violence would be encouraged?
I hope not. I truly hope not.
We have to be politically correct. Oh, please don't hurt them. They're allowed to get up and interrupt us horribly, and we have to be very, very gentle. Very gentle. They can swing, they can hit people, but if we hit them back, it's a terrible, terrible thing, right?
You regret saying any of those things, especially the things that you have said about punching protesters, sending them out on stretchers?
No, I don't regret it at all. Some of these protesters were violent. Yeah, I'm not happy about that, and I would always express my feelings about that.
You know, this is what it's come down to. No doubt that, you know, Trump has connected with the frustration of America. And now it's being manifest, you know, as our conversation with Kate Aubuchain earlier had revealed. I mean, I think this is just the natural pattern and process that you go through, sadly. But there's no doubt. I don't know how Donald Trump can avoid and say that he hasn't contributed to it by telling people, you know, punch them in the face and, you know, do all this sort of thing. And, you know, how do you get around it?
I don't think you can. I think he again, this is like the Obama thing. You can say that you're not promoting it, but if you're actually not trying to stop it, then you're still part of the problem.
Well, it's one thing not to say anything, but to say, you know, go ahead and, you know, I wish you could punch them in the face or
punch them.
You know,
that
kind of deal. I mean, that's a bit. A bit volatile. I mean, you're just putting, you know, fuel to the fire here. You already know that people are agitated by it. And, you know, some of the stuff that happened, I mean, when you see that older gentleman, he's 76 years old and he just cold cocks the guy. I mean, come on, that's ridiculous. The guy was being taken out. He didn't need to do that. I mean, that's just flat out assault. Regardless of these guys are operatives, of, you know, from progressives and the other
side of that is he's right on one thing. If people are showing up to these things and they're also promoting the violent aspect of it, and they're actually bringing the violence to it, you attract more bees with honey type thing. So if you come in and you're a jerk, well, people are probably going to be a jerk back to you.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, you know, like Mark Twain said, you know, if you're going to be nice to people, you know, they're going to be nice to you. Whoever is happy will make others happy too. That's a clear example of that case in point. We've got more coming up. Stay with us, America.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. We're opening up the phone lines at 877-317-6432, 877-317-6432. Chime in. Let us know your thoughts. I mean, is this just kind of a natural process that we have to go through, that we've had all this pent-up anger and frustration, along the lines of our society? I mean, there's certain parts of this that can be a bit scary, because you think, gosh, are we revisiting 1968 all over again, where you've had this, growing sentiment? Are we being, is Donald Trump, for example, being irresponsible by, piercing the balloon here and opening it up and releasing some of this steam? Is that fair? Or is this just some of the stuff that needs to get out? Do we just need to lance this ugly political boil that has been festering over this country to where we, it just needs to be released so that maybe we can get on to the next step and really reason in a way that's socially acceptable? I mean, clearly, punching people and getting into all these things. I mean, is Donald Trump really, does this really give him the forum? Like you were saying, Scott, earlier, does this give him the forum to exercise his First Amendment right and for others to exercise their First Amendment right? And how much how much interference is taking place from these progressive operatives who are crashing the party and as Trump would describe them, professional agitators who are coming up just to get people excited. I mean, it just seems like there's a lot of dynamic here. There's a lot of moving parts here. It's not just necessarily what President Obama said, didn't say, what I'm saying.
I understand what you're saying, and the media has done a great job of making sure to latch on to every so-called stereotypical Trump supporter. Anytime that they can get somebody being a jerk, borderline racist acts, they jump all over it, and they love to show it. But obviously he's winning, so it can't, his supporters all can't be that type of person, right?
Mm.
And the First Amendment, obviously he has the right to say whatever he wants, but there's responsibility that comes with that too. When you have a forum, you can say whatever you want, but then you got to deal with the repercussions of it. Mm. So he says whatever he wants. And now he's getting groups that he has targeted. They're starting to push back, and he has to expect that, right?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, he shouldn't be surprised. I mean, that people are going to take exception to this, but on a grander scale. And I think I'm not a socialist, and I'm sure this is quite the study in socialist confines that are looking and studying this country and going, okay, what is it? What is it that the people are telling us? And clearly, number one, there's no doubt that they are highly irritated. They do not like what's happened to their country in the last 8 years. You know, as one of our guests had articulated so well, you know, a couple of weeks back, and that is that I think fundamentally America is afraid that they're losing something great here in the process. You know, they see these progressive socialist Democrats, see what's happening with the Democratic Party, and you go, whoa, man, this is... I mean, you can talk about Donald Trump and the Republican Party and stuff, but you look at the Democrat and you look at the offerings of what is being there, and I just pray that America has the wisdom and that we're fortunate enough to get the right person in the position for a time such as this, because we have threats all around us right now. This is no longer just, hey, let's just take care of the economy. I mean, this is let's take care of the economy. Let's take care of our borders. Let's take care of our national security. Let's take care of the genocide that's happening. Let's take care of, you know, China building and, you know, militarizing itself. Let's take care of North Korea that is threatening to fire off a nuclear bomb. ISIS running amok. I mean, we are surrounded by all this insanity. And it behooves the United States. I mean, because we have long been the example to the rest of the world of how we should conduct ourselves. And that's, I guess, the thing that may be a little frightening is that we seem to be unhinging. And if we do, you know, what kind of effect that's going to have around the world? Is that fair?
I think that's very fair. But I think where the problem comes in is that we're a nation that has forgotten how to disagree. We've forgotten how to disagree to where if I don't agree with the point you're making, that means that I have to be fully opposed to you, and we don't know how to work together anymore. We can't have honest discussions. You should be able to, if you disagree with somebody, you should be able to say that, you know, I don't really like that, and you know, I disagree with, and this is why I disagree. And you know, gay marriage is something to where if you disagree with it, it means that you're a bad person.
Mm.
Well, just because you disagree with it might mean that you don't have to approve of everything. I don't like the choices that people make. So that doesn't mean that I'm against that person or that I don't like that person or that I'm scared of what that person, the choices that person makes.
Mm.
And you know, if you come out against gay marriage, you could come out against it for many different reasons. You know, whether it's what you believe marriage is or things like that, or you don't like that choice.
Well, can we have the conversation without looking to the heavy hand of the law or the government to tell you I'm going to force you to think this way?
And that's the thing, though, is that if you come out against it, nobody wants to hear your side of it. They're just going to tell you, oh, you're a homophobe.
You're a homophobe, yeah.
You know, if you come out against the Islamic religion, you're an Islamophobe.
Mm.
Well, you can't really be scared of something. To come out against Islam would be the exact opposite of being scared of it, because last time I checked, the only way they deal with everybody that's against them is to kill them.
Right. Right. The opportunity is for us to take a stand for what it is that we do believe in, though.
Take a stand for what you do believe in, but also we need to start to remember that it's all right to disagree. It's you don't have to be right all the time, and it's all right to disagree. And where I think the problem has actually come in this, and I've talked to you about this before, I think the problem to where we forgot how to disagree is when our news stopped reporting news and they started reporting opinions.
Right.
And when they started doing that, now people are taking a side of an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not actually getting facts. And I think that's what we need to get back, is we need to learn how to disagree again and realize
that it's okay. Well, you bring up a good point there. I think there's a fine line between agreement and disagreement. And hopefully what keeps that line, you know, clear is a sense of respect. I mean, that's what the United States of America, you know, fundamentally was all about. I mean, even our founding fathers, I mean, they disagreed and it took some wisdom, you know, for them to, you know, surrender their own ideologies to look for the higher thing, to make it about the United States of America. And I think that's the problem when you have you know, Republicans and Democrats and independents and all these things, you know, these forces that want to hold to their own rights, then, you know, what is compromised is the United States. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2-2 weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuvina, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuvina because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nuvina Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2-2 weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayILook.com. ILikeTheWayILook.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe, toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax-deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
When I met you in the summer, my heart beats down.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
As the leaves turn brown, and we could be together, baby.
We're back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Scott Burdick with us in Mission Control, handling the big levers and, of course, giving his perspective as well. But all important is your perspective. If we're going to get this country back on track, it's going to be because we're all participating in this. As I've maintained, not any one of us has the goods, as we were touching on. You know, this issue of respect and understanding that we all, you know, bring our perspectives into it. I remember years and years ago, because I was, you know, a disc jockey in Los Angeles, and I, you may have heard me mention the first Hispanic in Los Angeles with you know, using his real name, which I thought was quite interesting because, you know, I was just 30 miles south of L.A. in Orange County, California, and I was using my real name, Bill Martinez. But you never heard a Hispanic last name on a contemporary radio station in Los Angeles till 1972. And when I went there and, you know, I got pushback. I got resistance saying, well, we don't want you to use your real name. And because of Wolfman Jack, who was working there at the same time at K-Day Radio in Los Angeles, you know, he went to management and said, what are you guys nuts? I mean, Los Angeles, you know, is about, at the time, it was approaching 40% Hispanic. Said, no, you need to let him use his new name. So, I mean, his real name. So eventually, Bill Martinez was heard. And then 6 months later, a friend of mine out in New York who I knew earlier up in Sacramento, California, Danny Martinez came. So then there was, you know, all of a sudden you had nobody with a Hispanic name. Now you got two Martinezes. You know, much like the Republican Party, I mean, here we got, you know, two Hispanics, two Latinos, running for president. I think it's quite fascinating.
I have to ask, what name did they want you to use?
Bill Martin.
Really?
And it was, yeah, Bill Martin. I mean, that's about as vanilla as you can get. But, you know, because the thing was, I didn't sound like the typical, you know, what people would, you know, categorize as the typical Hispanic sound and that sort of thing. But it was, you know, it was interesting because, I was there to do a job and for some people, for some young Hispanics who thought all of a sudden, hey, broadcasting could be a possibility for them because somebody else had kind of, you know, broke through the ceiling. And, you know, and so that's been really positive. But, you know, the idea was, you know, even back then I talked about the melting pot potential. I remember I went to East LA College to do a speech one time and talked about the greater melting pot potential of our country. All these different cultures. Gosh, I remember several years back being at church and the pastor asked about different cultures that were just there in the sanctuary at the time. And I think there were about 1,200 people there. And there were probably over 170 different cultures. And I sat there and said, wow. You know, I was in awe of all the different perspectives and worldviews that were right there in the church. Yes, you were looking to the Bible as your guide, but in, you know, doing that based from a perspective of where you grew up, if it was somewhere in no name Asia or, you know, the furthest points of the planet in Europe or whatever and other parts of the United States. But still, nonetheless, I mean, it was just all these different, over 170 different cultures just right there in that room of about 1,000 people there in that sanctuary is quite fascinating. And here it is, you know, today we've got in America, I mean, this is the richness of our countries. We have this melting pot, but how do we come together? Do we want to come together in a way like, you know, what Bill Feder was talking about, like the Muslims who come into community to take over the community, or are they coming in to assimilate and advance the greater cause of the American way of life? I still believe, earnestly with all my heart, I don't know of a better government. I don't know of a better system that accommodates, you know, true freedom and the raw, the raw endemic God-given potential that is implanted in each of us. Where can that be realized? Outside of the, you think that's going to be realized in an oppressive Muslim country or some socialist or communist country? I don't see how that happens. You know, I only see it here that we are a grand example. Israel certainly as well, a grand example of you know, God's higher calling for humanity. I don't know.
Yeah, you're not going to find that in another country. I mean, obviously there are countries that have similar, you know, free speech and things like that, but they're using us as what they're driving for. We were the first country to do this.
We're actually, and that's the thing. This is this grand American experiment that is actually working. You know, the empirical evidence is so obvious to people. I mean, how do you sit there in the face of what we've done in the United States and say, "Wow, you know, what a joke! Oh, they just got lucky. Whatever, you know, whatever, however you want to, you know, kind of compromise it away." But this is why people, you know, are willing to put their lives at risk, put their children on trains, as Senator Ron Johnson said earlier, with such danger and having to overcome coyotes and the other opposing forces that want to hold them back. You know, it's kind of like that story I've talked about, in San Francisco, outside of Alioto's, there's this guy selling fresh crabs out of it wasn't all that big, but it was this blue box. And this guy's waiting outside, waiting for his reservation to be called, and he's kind of watching on. He notices this blue box, and occasionally you see a pincher over it, and he's selling these fresh crabs out of this box. Finally, his curiosity gets to him, and he just goes to the guy, and he says, "Hey, look, I've been watching you, you know, as I'm waiting for my reservation here, selling these fresh crabs, and the water's right there, and, you know, you don't put the lid back on the box. You know, what is it? You know, aren't you afraid you're going to lose your inventory?" He goes, no, you don't understand. He says, "Crabs are like people. As soon as one tries to get out, the others reach up and pull them back in." Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I thought that's very profound. And I've held on to that story and share it quite often, because that is that raw human nature part of us, you know, kind of like our one guest, Bill Cloud, was talking about, that Esau flesh mentality that takes us to that rawness, that unfruitful side of our humanity, that gives up the higher calling for, you know, the temporal appeasement of the things of this world, you know. So we can't let Scott Burdick, you know, get free and be great, because if he does, then he's going to make me look bad, right? So I got to pull you back in the box.
I've actually held on to two pieces of advice. One I learned in kindergarten, the golden rule: treat others the way you want to be treated.
Yeah.
Really simple, really easy to do. And then the other thing was something that my grandfather told me. He told me that, and I think I was probably about 8 years old, he told me, "Remember, it's really easy to tear somebody down, but it's a lot harder to build them up." Mm. And he goes, "If you want to do the easy thing, you tear somebody down. But if you want to be a better person, try and build them up."
Right.
And you know, your crab thing is perfect, because you know, you see that guy with the people see that guy with that new car, and it's not happiness for that guy. It's, "Oh, what do you have to do to get that? You know, oh, he's so lucky." You know, well, if you work, you know, Bill Martinez fighting for to use his name, you know, that's you working. That's you putting forth an effort. So you shouldn't, again, don't tear people down. Build them up.
And the thing is about that, to that point, Scott, you know, in building people up, sometimes it's a lot less than you think. Sometimes it's just a simple thing like a smile. It's an acknowledgement. It's an acceptance, an understanding that, hey, look, we're all in this boat together, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, we're traveling through life. Again, I maintain not any one of us has been given all the goods. I mean, we're not, you know, you may not be Donald Trump, you may not be Barack Obama, but you know what? Donald Trump and Barack Obama, last time I checked, they, you know, still have to breathe in the same air that we do. And we're all in this boat. We're all in this boat together, and we all have a job to do that hopefully is for the greater good. And that's the challenge and the opportunity that lies before us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 28 After. We've got more coming up.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now,
800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
A new brand of leadership, which is no leadership at all, which says to people, yes, get angry, get even angrier, and let's take it out on these people, and let's do this, and it's everybody else's fault that things are going wrong in our country. And the result is we are now a nation where people hate each other. We are now a nation where we are no longer apparently capable of debating serious public policy without immediately concluding that the person that disagrees with you is evil. This can't continue. Do we really want to live in a country where Americans hate each other? Where people are incapable of talking through an issue? That's why we have elections. Other countries fight civil wars over this stuff. Other countries put political leaders in jail when they lose elections for political retribution. In America, the worst thing that's supposed to happen if you're running for office is they run a nasty commercial about you. But we cannot. Look, I am as passionate about my beliefs as anybody else. There is no one running for president, no one running for any office in this country more passionate than I am about the things I believe in. But I, as a human being, as a Christian, as a fellow American, am capable of saying, just because you don't agree with me on the tax rate does not make you a bad person. Just because you don't agree with me on how big our military should be or where we should be engaged does not make you evil. There has to be room for us to be able to disagree on these things, to debate them. That's why we have elections. And if we continue on the road we are on right now, we are going to fracture at the seams. But some of these people are professional disruptors, okay? They get hired, they get paid to be rude and nasty. I'm not excusing that. But I'm also not excusing the fact that you have a leading contender for president telling people in his audience, go ahead and punch someone in the face, I'll pay your legal bills. That's not an excusable attitude, because let me tell you, that is wrong if our kids did it. That is disastrous if a president does it. Because the words of a president have consequences.
Well, he touches on something along the lines of what we were talking about, Scott. Scott Burdick, ladies and gentlemen, is with us in Mission Control, and he's handling the big levers for us at GCN. And so we have this opportunity to open up the phone lines, and in lieu of the phone lines, then you get to hear Scott and I, you know, philosophize and go back and forth and maybe give you, you know, some ideas and open up the discussion because it's one that we need to have. The phone lines, I will remind you, 877-317-6432 are open right now. You can call, chime in. 877-317-6432. I think what Marco Rubio touched on is excellent in terms of that, you know, leadership leads. It demonstrates by example, and it is rather dangerous when you have a leader, somebody especially running for president. I don't know if there's ever been a time where we've had this kind of rhetoric, you know, coming, you know, from the stage telling people, you know, it's okay to bash people in the mouth, you know?
Yeah, I can't remember it. I can't remember a time when I've seen this happen. And he, how he ended that was 100% right. I mean, it's not right if our kids did it, and it's definitely not right if somebody that wants to be president does it.
And it's kind of hard with an adult, right? You're telling you, yeah. What are you doing, you know?
Yeah. What are you doing, yeah. So I don't know. I think the... One, I wish Rubio would have came out with this message a little bit sooner.
Without it, funny you should say that. That was my thought. Yeah. That we needed to hear that. But according, again, you know, when you look at the process of things, they have to go through its process to where now are people willing to contemplate that message to say, okay, look, we've got ourselves exercised. Where are we going? Where is the trajectory of this anger? I understand everybody's angry. All right. So now let's direct that anger in a positive direction to where we get this country back on track. And, you know, just like Dr. Ben Carson served a purpose in knocking the walls of political correctness down, and Donald Trump served a purpose in addressing the immigration and us being a nation of laws, and he's got a big megaphone. You know, can he continue? Is he the one to take us into, you know, into the promised land, so to speak? I think, you know, time is starting to tell on that, and we'll see if America can gravitate. Because, you know, as our conversation with Senator Ron Johnson, and Ron Johnson is in one of those, you know, precarious areas where he's from, that he it's not an automatic given for him. I mean, he's up for re-election, and how will Donald Trump help the Republican Party? I mean, it's fine that the tent pegs are being spread out, and you have Democrats coming over to vote for him, but are those Democrats going to vote Republican down line, or are they going to say, okay, for Donald Trump, I'm going to vote for him because I, you know, he's got my vote, but down the line, you know, I'm traditionally a Democrat, so I'm going to vote Democrat. So then now we end up with a, you know, we've got the White House, the Republicans have the White House, but now it cost us the Senate in the process.
Yeah, and again, this is, I feel like this might be too little too late for Rubio, but there's starting to become very glaring holes in the Donald Trump campaign. And it's what happens. The more he talks, the more you find the holes. And I don't know. I think the Republicans are in trouble. I really do, because I don't think they have a candidate anymore. I just don't. As much as that bothers me to say, because I tend to lean more Republican than anything, I can't vote for Trump.
I mean, you've heard Bruce Kaufman talk about why he can't, and others, you know, can't, and it's all these examples that, you know, come across, is that how is he going to represent, you know, he's a representation of the body politic. And yes, he's, you know, you got to give him his due. in terms of his business acumen, what he's been able to do, regardless of four bankruptcies and, you know, whatever you want to talk about to bring the guy down. I mean, the guy's a billionaire. He's a multi-billionaire, and it's kind of like the same proposition with Mitt Romney before. You know, he was so maligned, and I'm going, why are people beating up on him? You know, I mean, who else wouldn't want to be like Mitt? I mean, he didn't do anything illegal. And he did exactly what was legal, but yet, you know, Harry Reid, you know, presented, you know, a case from the well of the Senate, which to me is just so disgusting. Harry Reid has no place. I mean, if that isn't impeachable, I don't know what it is that there's no hallowed ground within the confines of our politics to where, you know, you have to be honest. No, you know, the ends, you know, justify the means. So it's okay for Harry Reid to suggest that Mitt Romney did something illegal and then snark about it afterwards and just say, well, you know, he didn't get elected anyway, you know. And, you know, but from time immemorial throughout our politics, this is why people don't, you know, they get frustrated and they don't want anything to do with it because, you know, there's a part of it that can be rather dirty. I mean, I was watching last night the CNN special on Abraham Lincoln and Douglas and their campaign and how hard fought it was and the shenanigans that went on in the background. And you get commentators, you know, from CNN going, well, you know, it, even though it was dirty, it made it work because, you know, President Lincoln, you know, got elected. Well, President Lincoln also got assassinated. You know, did that contribute? You know, did all this skullduggery and all this bad stuff in the background, did that contribute to his assassination? And, you know, we look back and say, you know, he was the greatest president, you know, because of what he did for civil rights. But yet, you know, one of the questions I've maintained, and my wife and I have talked about this endlessly, is that, you know, interestingly, that England went through the Civil War and, I mean, went through, you know, civil rights issues about the same time the United States did. And they did it without killing 650,000 people. So what did they do that we didn't, that, you know, that allowed for, you know, the preservation and the respect of life? And they're like beyond it. They don't understand why we deal with the civil rights issues that we do today. Something is gratefully and fundamentally wrong the way we approach this. We've got more. Phone lines are open. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy. Affordable. Effective.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent.
And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people, and so we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
What would you think if I sang out a tune? Would you stand up and walk out?
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And if you got an opinion and you want to send it to me direct, by all means, I understand you're a little bit shy. You don't want to pick up the phone. You can drop me a line at Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. It comes to me direct. It's NSA approved. Guaranteed, okay? Interesting, you know, we think of today, March 14th, 2016. Today is Celebrate Scientist Day. Did you know that, Scott? I mean, you know.
I did not.
Yeah, we have to have these kind of days, I guess. And it's amazing that every day is loaded with so many options. So in case, you know, if you're, you know, if you're phobic about scientists, then you can appreciate that today is Phil R. Stapler's Day. I guess you need to have a day to fill your
fill your stapler's day. Has the stapler fallen so far off that it doesn't get filled up more than once a year?
I guess so. I guess, you know, if you've been running around and you're trying to put papers together and it's not stapling, then, you know, you welcome a day like March 14th because that reminds you that you need to put those little metal things in your stapler and make sure it's full, right?
That's right. And it's actually my favorite day is take a nap at work day, right?
I like that, you know. I got to tell you, for the longest time I didn't, and I used to be jealous of the kids. My wife used to take naps, and I thought, why do you need naps for? But after, you know, a couple years ago when I went through, you know, my cancer experience, naps became my dear friend. And, you know, even to this day, I love naps. So you just need to tell your boss today, just say, hey, look at it. It's National Workplace Napping Day. So you need to work. And there's nothing like a 20-minute power nap. I mean, I know a lot of people, you know, use those very effectively, and they work out great.
I bought naps as a kid, but now that I'm older, I realize how wrong I was as a child.
Yeah, exactly. I know. We've repented of our evil ways, and we can enjoy our naps. Also, today's Genius Day, understanding that this is the day that Albert Einstein was born, I guess. So, you know, one acknowledged genius, Albert Einstein. I mean, you know, you heard that, you know, that the story and as related from Bill Federer about Albert Einstein. What an absolute genius. I mean, at 14 years old, you're just so bored you can't go play baseball or anything, so you just can teach yourself how to play, you know, how to do calculus, I guess.
Yeah. Have you ever met geniuses? Like people that you just know are smarter than you?
Oh, yeah, all the time. All the time, because I'm so part of the lowest common denominator than anybody with a brain. I mean, I'm in awe of.
Well, that's not true, but I got a friend, and probably the smartest guy I know, and anytime he talks, I just immediately know that he's one of the few people in my life to where I immediately know this guy's way smarter than me, and I have no idea, like, how his brain works. And he tests, he has insanely high IQ scores and things like that, and everything he does, you can see it. So,
well, you know, and that's the thing, that when you're around people like that, I guess the first thing is you go, how does this guy come up with this? And you get kind of lost in the functionality of their thinking, that you miss the nuggets. You know, it's almost like you want, wait a minute, stop here, just a minute. Let me have a moment here just to pause, you know, the brilliance in your God-given gift, that you have that, you know, very unique and powerful perspective. A guy like Albert Einstein, can you imagine? I mean, this guy sees what's going on. He saw what's happening in Germany, and he tells the United States, hey, look, you better get your Manhattan Project together, because Germany is moving quick to develop atomic weaponry. And fortunately, the government was open enough to say, okay, yeah, all right, we hear you, and do something about it, you know.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I always make it sound like, you know, Craig, you know, dwarfs me in intelligence, but I love talking to him, because he, when you're around people like that, you can't help but try and step your thinking up a little
without
bit.
Without a doubt. Yeah, exactly.
And I mean, they're fun people to be around. And plus, intelligence should never be, I mean, some people act like it's a hindrance, or, you know, people sometimes shame it. You know, oh, you think you're smarter than me? Well, that's not what I'm doing, but okay. So, but it should be celebrated.
Really, without should. A doubt. It goes back to what we talked about in terms of being a respecter of people's. Excuse me. Each of us brings something different to the dance, so to speak, and a perspective. Even with brilliant people, oftentimes, you know, I find the most successful brilliant people are the ones that have a mind open to other ideas. And it may come from somebody who is an absolute knucklehead, but it's just that missing chip. And it's got sense of humor, I believe, that, you know, puts people, in, you know, and that connects people in such a way to go, wait a minute, how do you put these people together? You know, you wouldn't do it, but God would do it. And you just say, wow, this is brilliant that, you know, the two coming together are greater together than they are apart, you know, and because you get somebody who, you know, is supposed to know better, and they're not so arrogant to disqualify somebody because their IQ is less than, but they have that piece of the IQ that makes them more than.
Yeah, and it's actually one of the things, I mean, I think Donald Trump walks into a room and Donald Trump thinks he's the smartest man in that room. And sometimes that's not a good look. Sometimes you got to know where. Again, I think we said at the first segment of this hour, it's all right to be wrong. You know, as long as you can admit when you're wrong. Right. And I that's one of the things with Trump that I worries me. I don't think he can admit when he's wrong, and that's a dangerous path.
Well, and it goes along the lines with what Marco Rubio was saying, which was really, you know, quite the statesman attitude. And the high ideal, it's just whether or not America is open to receive that message, to say, look, there's a better way to do this, and to, you know, to do it because you want to step on your colleague's head to get yourself into a higher position. I mean, that's that dog-eat-dog world. You know, we've gone through that. We've experienced enough of that. But, you know, here it is. You know, the temperament has been set. You know, and it's not all been about Barack Obama. Has he contributed? Certainly, as previous presidents, you know, hey, we can all pull up, you know, that part of our humanity which is less than and has contributed to the fabric of the 21st century America we live in today. But, okay, all right, so what are we going to do from here? Do we want to go more the same? Do we want to stay on that trajectory where it is divisive, where everything is locked down? Or do we, as you say, can we come together and understanding, you know, what our first name is in this country that we belong to? It's United. That is our first name. And And our second name is States. Our complete name, United States of America. So it is that grander cause that we have to yield to. But unfortunately, you know, it has become a battleground. And, you know, what is it going to take for us to step away and make decisions that are consistent with the common good and consistent with what our founding fathers looked at and what they created in this founding document, the Constitution of the United States? I mean, I still maintain it's a brilliant document. It is one that we should read with regularity, you know, in much of, you know, in much the same way as our Pledge of Allegiance, which is dying out. And now in some schools, you got people pledging allegiance to the international flag. Are you kidding me? Again, you know, these are the things that are all coming under attack, and that we need to know what we stand for and what we want to be united about. And that is the furtherance, I believe, of the freedoms that our founding fathers had intended for us. The other thing I want to circle back on is Bill Fetter's book, What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran, A History of Islam and the United States, and his second book, Rise of the Tyrant, which will give you some excellent history over the 6,000-year quest for global power. Fascinating read. I mean, it will elevate. You talk about elevating your thinking and being around a smart guy. Bill Fetter is one of those guys, and he contributes. You know, he's adding, as I say, he adds to your day because he gives you things to think about, and it's not just opinion. You know, this is on fact. I mean, when you look at what, you know, what Muslims do when they immigrate into countries, how they take over, you know, little cities and you know, their birth rate and all this thing that goes on, and it's for them to become ultimately a political force. Again, if you want to know what somebody's going to do, look what they've done. Who is their follower? I mean, it's like Christians, you know, who is their follower? They choose to follow Jesus Christ. Do they do it perfectly? No. But that is their goal, is to follow, you know, the life of Christ. And I look at that ideal and I say, then I look at, you know, do I want to follow Muhammad? When you understand the history of Muhammad, you know, this is why I choose to be a Christian. I don't choose to be a Muslim, but yet I need to understand Muslims. What is their ideal? What is their, you know, what is their example? Their example is Muhammad. And as Bill cites in his book, you know, we need to be aware of the pattern that and the example that he set for him. What the words mean, you know, words like taqiyya, that it's okay for them to lie because the ends justify the means. They can lie, they can have their, you know, act like they're very secularized in order to assimilate into a society and play nice, but at the end of the day, you know, their ideology is going to trump anything that the United States of America stands for. And here it is, you've got Sharia law now coming into, you know, cities near you. This is amazing to me that this is allowed to happen, and we're just sitting there because we got to play nice because of political correctness and all this other stuff, and a president that's very accommodating to the Muslim faith saying, oh, that's not really the case. It's not really the case. Well, I think, you know, obliterating our Constitution, foregoing that and holding on to Sharia, I don't know what else the evidence, I don't know what more evidence we need to know. But America, we need to be aware of what's happening around us. That is a wrap for us. Thank you for sharing a part of your day with us. We'll see you mañana right here on the GCN Radio Network. I'm Bill Martinez.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silver, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.